Charge of the Heart Dwellers Brigade. Dear family, this message comes to us from our brother Jim O'Connor, who reminds us of the true importance of obedience and love for our Lord Jesus Christ. From the Wikipedia, the history of the Charge of the Light Brigade. The British Light Cavalry, led by Lord Cardigan against Russian forces during the Battle of Balaclava on 25 October 1854, and the Crimean War. Lord Raglan had intended to send the Light Brigade to prevent the Russians from removing captured guns from overrun Turkish positions, a task for which the Light Cavalry were well suited. However, there was miscommunication in the chain of command, and the Light Brigade was instead sent on a frontal assault against a different artillery battery, one well prepared with excellent fields of defensive fire. The Light Brigade reached the battery under withering direct fire and scattered some of the gunners, but they were forced to retreat immediately, and the assault ended with very high British casualties and no decisive gains. The events were the subject of Alfred Lord Tennyson's narrative poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, 1854, published just 6 weeks after the event. Its lines emphasized the valor of the cavalry in bravely conducting their orders, regardless of the inevitable outcome. Responsibility for the miscommunication has remained controversial, as the order was vague, and Captain Lewis Nolan delivered the written orders with some verbal interpretation, then died in the first minute of the assault. The poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, by Alfred Lord Tennyson, Poet Laureate. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade, was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew, someone had blundered, theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, boldly they rode and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army, while all the world wondered. Plunged in the battery smoke, right through the line, they broke. Cossack and Russian reeled from the saber stroke, shattered and sundered. Then they rode back, but not the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon behind them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, while horse and hero fell. They that had fought so well came through the jaws of death, back from the mouth of hell. All that was left of them, left of 600. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade. Noble 600. The commander, Lord Cardigan, made a mistake, and the men knew it, but still in obedience and duty rode forward, even though it cost them everything. This is a splendid example of obedience, courage, and loyalty. Our blessed Lord Jesus makes no such blunders, even though we may ride into the valley of the shadow of death. Can fear no evil, for God is with us. Yes, we heart dwellers are few, like the Light Brigade, and many of us may go the way of the brave Light Brigade. Heart Dwellers Lane is a wonderful destination that some have seen, way beyond my understanding, but not beyond my belief. I encourage all to think about this commitment to Jesus, to obey those priests and bishops who appointed over us, and to obey our divine priest, Jesus, most of all. We are in the end of the age. Many of us know the 91st Psalm, the devastating plague at noon. We have seen a devastating plague. Could it be COVID? Could it be the loss of faith expressed in all the churches that have abandoned the true faith in search of money and fame? We know the name of the Antichrist, and we know we are in the end times. We know the Bible tells us that the Antichrist will reign for a time, times, and half a time. We think that time is 1 year, times is 2 years, and half a time is 6 months. Time is variable, times is two or more, half a time is just as vague to us. If we love the Lord more than anything else and stay true to Him, love is the basis of courage and faithfulness. If we love God completely, we have nothing to fear. We will have no problem riding a half a league more and finishing the good race St. Paul talks about in his epistle. So be encouraged, because even though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right side, we can be so in love with our blessed Lord Jesus that all that matters is Jesus and the people He gives us to shepherd for Him. I was once a fierce soldier for the ideals of my country and the U.S. Constitution. I have been promoted to soldier for Jesus. You are my fellow soldiers, and we can make the men of the Light Brigade look like sissies compared to our bravery, but not without great love for Jesus above all things. The message is yours.